Join me, Donald MacLeod, to discover the Royal Opera House at Rottingham Palace. Its composers, its singers, its wallpaper, its miraculous stage machinery. I even get to play with it. In Composer of the Week, this week at noon, and again at 10 o'clock at night on BBC Radio 3.
And that series begins tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11:30, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello, I'm Julian Joseph, and welcome to the second of our special editions of Jazz Lineup, coming from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. As you can tell, we have a wonderful audience here in the Claw Ballroom. 2010 marks the 10th year of BBC Radio 3's association with the festival, which is now in its 18th year. On today's programme, I'll be featuring music from Outhouse, and joining the guys is special guest guitarist Hilmar Jensen, a stalwart of the New York scene, who hails originally from Iceland. Later in the show, we have the current BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist, Shabaka Hutchins, performing with his trio. But first to take up the stage is Arun Ghosh Sextet. Arun is a musician who mixes all kinds of contemporary and Eastern sounds and beats to create music reflective of his multicultural British reality. Often danceable, always engaging, the music of the sextet, it's a cohesive vehicle for his intense and energetic clarinet improvisations. Ladies and gentlemen, please show your appreciation for Idris Rahman on saxophone, Kishon Khan on piano, Ruth Goller on electric bass, Nilesh Gulani on tablas, Ratso Razic on drums, and Arun Ghosh on clarinet. With their first number, Caliban's Revenge, please give a warm welcome to the Arun Ghosh Sextet.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here today at Jazz Lineup at the London Jazz Festival 2010. My name's Arun Ghosh. This is the Arun Ghosh Sextet. Thank you to Julie and Joseph for having us here today. You've heard about all the bands. We're going to play some more for you now. That first track was called Caliban's Revenge. We're going to do another tune now, inspired by my love of Bengali music. This is called Bondu. It's a track on our album Northern Namaste, and I hope you like it. Thank you. That was called Bondu, which means friend. It's great to have so many friends here. The next piece we're going to play, also off Northern Namaste, is called Uterine. Thank you. Kishon Khan on piano. Idris Rahman on saxophone. Rasko Rasic on drums. Ruth Goller on bass. And Nilesh Gulani on tabla. My name's Arun Ghosh, A-R-U-N-G-H-O-S-H. Come and say hi, online or in real life, or both. And we're going to finish with a tune called Aurora. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Aaron Ghosh Sextet, ladies and gentlemen, with Aaron Ghosh on clarinet, Idris Rahman on the saxophone, Kishon Khan on the piano, Ruth Goller on electric bass, Nilesh Gulani on the tablas, and Rastko Razic on the drums. And that piece was Aurora. Please, please give another round of applause to Aaron Ghosh.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very happy to have Aaron come up and join me here on the mic for a quick interview. Aaron, what inspired you to get into this way of music making?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been playing music for years, since I was a wee nipper, and I'd always just loved jazz, and I played a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I think when I was about like 19, 20, I became very interested in Indian music. It was music that I'd listened to when I was growing up. And I originally came to it more as a kind of new means of improvisation. Mm-hmm. And what I found was it just opened up a whole new approach to kind of musical culture, composition, as well as playing. And through kind of learning, in the same way as I'd learned through listening and transcribing Coltrane and Herbie Hancock and Miles Davis, mm-hmm. I started transcribing musicians like Ustad Bismillah Khan, the Chennai player, Ravi Shankar, Ali Akbar Khan, listening to those guys and seeing what they did and how they worked with rags. It started to influence my playing and my composition. And once I started playing with tabla players, I was away, really.
Were you looking for a way to deliberately infuse your culture into your interest in jazz?
Yeah, I think very much so. I think it wasn't that... Well, actually, it's interesting how you put it. Mm. I wasn't necessarily doing anything deliberately or conscientiously. Mm-hmm. It wasn't conscientious, but it was deliberate in the sense that I knew that I had all sorts of loves of music which go beyond jazz, in fact, you know, rock and roll and punk and hip-hop and reggae, drum and bass and so on, as well as Indian music. And for me, music kind of, I hear connections between different musical cultures and different scales and different melodies and chords and so on, but I also kind of just have been filled with all this music through growing up here. And I just feel that that's kind of what comes out of me.
It's just an evolution. I mean, as an artist, one evolves and learns to incorporate things that you love.
Sure.
I guess to create your own identity. Now, why is the sextet format, in this way you've put it together, the vehicle that you've chosen to use?
I think when I put together my first album, Northern Namaste, for me, it was all about finding that way of making the drums work with the tabla and the bass. So much of my music comes from bass lines. That's often the start of my composition. Mm-hmm. And I realized that a lot of the bass things, once I started listening to tabla patterns, the bass lines I was coming to were influenced by tabla patterns. And then it was just all about kind of just working out how the drums worked with that. Then in terms of the composition, you know, I'll write music in a particular rag, which is a scale, and unlike kind of a lot of kind of fusion artists, I'm not just sticking things together. When I sort of write in a particular scale, like this last piece Aurora was in the scale Bhairavi, it's kind of, it's like a Phrygian mode, but every single part of the melody, the improvisation, the harmony, the bass line, all comes from that scale. The same goes for the previous piece, Uterine. It's based on a slow seven beat Indian cycle on a scale called Meg. And again, everything kind of comes from that bass line and everything comes from the rag.
Well, it's great to see the amazing oneness and energy that is connected with the way that you play your instrument and connect with the rest of the guys in the band. It's really wonderful to hear you play, Aaron. And what's next? What's coming up next?
Well, we're currently kind of working on the second album. The first piece you heard this evening, Caliban's Revenge, is going to be the opening track on the new album, and you can look out for that in the spring. Until then, Northern Namaste is still available. But I would just kind of say that I'm working on that. I've got gigs coming up, London Jazz Festival things, a special kind of performance coming up on the 2nd of December in St. Barnabas Church in London, in central London, and that's a night called Accidental Power Cut, which is a totally acoustic night. There's two other bands playing there, and that'll be something really special for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Aaron Ghosh.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM online and on DAB Digital Radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. And we're broadcasting from the 2010 London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. Radio 3 offers exclusive video footage of selected concerts online at bbc.co.uk/radio3, providing a chance to see some of the most exciting and dynamic international jazz talent performing on stage. Well, next up, Outhouse, a quartet with two saxophones, bass and drums, who I can say without reservation are a band of men on a musical mission. Their project incorporating Wolof percussionists from the Gambia and Senegal was a musical revelation done with respect, sensitivity, and great musical energy. Today, they feature a special guest musician, if you're wondering what the guitar is doing up here. He's a man called Hilmar Jensen, who some of you may be familiar with as a member of Jim Black's group, Alas, No Axis. I know that the addition of an harmonic and sound dimension from Hilmar's guitar is an exciting prospect for the sound of Outhouse, and very pleased that Radio 3 can bring you that as part of the 2010 London Jazz Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Tom Challenger on saxophone, Robin Finker also on saxophone, John Briley on bass, Dave Smith on the drums, Hilmar Jensen on guitar, Outhouse, and their first composition today is Fool by Robin Finker. Outhouse, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure for us to be here and play for you. And we just played a piece by Tom Challenger called Bleak Silhouette. And we're going to carry on with a piece we called Kitchen in the Middle. But that's actually a shortening of its original title, which was What Are You Doing in the Kitchen in the Middle of the Night?
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Long Notes from Outhouse, who are Tom Challenger on sax, Robin Finker on the saxophone, John Briley on the bass, Dave Smith on drums, and Hilmar Jensen on the guitar. Outhouse, ladies and gentlemen, Long Notes. And I'm pleased to say that I'm joined both by Robin Finker and Dave Smith, who join me for an interview. And welcome, guys. It's good to see you.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, boy, what a change from the last project you did with the Wolof drums and, you know, the Saba drums and all of the Gambian and the Senegalese influence. You've gone into a completely different direction now, and it sounds fantastic. And how much does Hilmar contribute to that? What is his role in this new setup?
Well, I mean, this project is like one of the branches of what our house is trying to develop in terms of the panel of sounds. And Hilmar understood what we were trying to do straight away in terms of the idea was not to have someone just coming in to do guitar solos, but actually taking a part in the inner sound of the group. And I guess the answer to your question is he's got quite a big role in what you've just heard, because we wrote this music especially for him, with him in mind, and the enormous amount of sounds that he can get out of a guitar. So, yeah.
It seems that sound is really central to what Outhouse are dealing with, Dave. How do you deal with that as a drummer, as a rhythmicist, as a person who brings colour himself?
I'm thinking about sound a lot when I play. I think it's the biggest thing, and it's really good fun, you know, to create loads of different sounds as opposed to kind of just a kind of normal approach to drum playing. I think that the whole band is really kind of sonically aware, and we play with that a lot.
You sound like an incredibly well-oiled music-making machine. You've just been on tour, haven't you?
Yeah, we've just got back this morning, actually, from a 10-day tour in France with Hilmar, which went really well. It was really, really well-received, and it was a lot of fun.
What difference does it make to you having an extensive tour like that to the cohesion of the sound of the group?
I think the beauty of, like, doing lots of concerts in a row means you can kind of continually develop things, and you're aware of getting more aware and inside the music, and also you're not kind of trying to recreate the last concert. You're trying to kind of explore new avenues. So actually, that the group kind of you can see, feel it develop and hear it develop as you tour extensively, I suppose.
What's the next thing for Outhouse?
Well, we have a tour planned around a gig at Cheltenham Jazz Festival in the UK in May. And the record comes out in February, but is actually officially, well, it's here today as a pre-release, but it comes out in February. And then a few things around the summertime and touring around then.
Robin Finker, Dave Smith from Outhouse, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3. I'm Julian Joseph. We're on 90 to 93 FM online and DAB digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. And we're broadcasting from the 2010 London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. Well, the word on the street is there's a new guy in town. He plays the clarinet and he looks at the world differently, both with and without his horn. There's a resurgence in the use of the clarinet in jazz, and we've seen the evidence earlier with Arun Ghosh. From being one of jazz's defining instruments in the early years of the music, it all but disappeared from prominence as swing shifted or evolved into bebop in the mid-1940s. A few exceptional personalities kept the fires burning, and into the 1960s, Eric Dolphy introduced the bass clarinet as a viable and modern jazz instrument until his premature death in 1964. In this country, Courtney Pine, Chris Biscoe, Julian Siegel, and in particular David Jean-Baptiste, who I know is sitting in the audience now, have, over the past two decades, experimented with the clarinet and its use in the contemporary context of jazz. I name only a few, and not even Americans like Eddie Daniels and Don Byron. But after that very brief bubble of history, it is my pleasure to introduce you to a new voice on the B-flat and bass clarinets. He's not going to play bass clarinet tonight. He was born in Birmingham, he grew up in Barbados, and then came back to Birmingham, and now lives in London, and he's been one of the ubiquitous faces of this year's Jazz Festival. Today, we hear him in the context of his trio. They start with a composition called The Dark Flame, so please put your hands together and welcome John Edwards on double bass, Mark Sanders on drums, and on clarinet, Shabaka Hutchings. That was Dark Flame, the Shabaka Hutchings trio, with Shabaka playing B-flat clarinet. John Edwards was on the bass and Mark Sanders was playing the drums. Shabaka, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming to speak to me. Now, for the context, in this context, how do you deal with composition? Because, to put it broadly, you're playing what we call in jazz free, sometimes referred to as the avant-garde.
Yeah. I mean, composing is the structuring of ideas. We're structuring these ideas on the spot. We've gotten together and we've worked out broadly what we want to achieve, where we want to go. We've kind of checked out a certain kind of traditional records to kind of give us a kind of focus point. But I see it in terms of painting a lot of the times. You know, a painter will give you his finished product.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of the process of him getting this idea that was in his head together. You know, that happened in the studio. With me, it's like, this is the studio. You're seeing the process of an idea being formed. And by the end of it, you get to see the full picture. It's like you're kind of seeing us putting all these kind of colors and, you know, and sounds together. And then by the end, you can say, this is what, you know, this is what has kind of been born on at the moment.
And that in parallel or in the context of a composed piece where you play over a set structure, the structure isn't set here. You're creating the structure whilst you're going along.
I mean, structures are systems. And we all encounter systems in every aspect of our lives. And sometimes you can say, I'm going to stretch the system. Sometimes you say, I'm going to conform to it. Sometimes you're going to use the system and use it to your own devices. I say, I'm going to create my system as I go along, as I see fit. You know, I don't have an archaic mind, you know, so there's going to be a structure, but it's my structure.
You're Radio 3's new generation jazz artist. Mm. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. It means I've got the ability to do certain things, like recording with yourself, and I'm doing a classical piece, the Copland Concerto, with the BBC Wales Orchestra later in the year. And I've got the chance to kind of really broadly expand what I'm kind of doing, basically, kind of just experiment. For me, music is experimentation. Music is using, it's just enjoying using sounds, you know, and enjoying creating, you know. Whether it kind of achieves anything, that's, you know, that's not the issue to me.
Well, I'm not going to use up any more of your time talking. I'm going to allow you to carry on playing. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Shabaka Hutchings. Thank you. How about that, bringing a new energy to the avant-garde, to free music. New generation jazz artist Shabaka Hutchins with his trio, John Edwards on the bass and Mark Sanders on the drums. The Shabaka Hutchins Trio, ladies and gentlemen, please give your warmest round of applause. That was their giving us a window into the compositional process of We Are One. Well, a big thank you to all of our bands today, the Arun Ghosh Sextet, Outhouse featuring Hilmar Jensen, and the Shabaka Hutchins Trio for their performances as part of this year's London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. Plus, our thanks to our audience and to all the staff here at the Claw Ballroom for making us so welcome. Yes, you can give yourselves a round of applause. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much. Remember, you can go to the Jazz Lineup homepage at our bbc.co.uk/radio3/jazz-lineup, and there you'll see a link to our Listen Again feature where you can enjoy the experience again for the next 7 days. Next week on Jazz Lineup, please join us for a concert set featuring the music of the Asaf Circus Trio. And remember, the coverage of the London Jazz Festival continues on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz Nelson on Monday night at 11:15. And this week, he features a concert set by the Charles Lloyd Quartet. And I was there. It was a fantastic concert. It features Jason Moran on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on the drums. And, of course, Charles Lloyd on tenor saxophone. From me, Julian Joseph, and all the team, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Performances by some of our new generation artists feature in the next couple of hours, starting with Mahan Esfahani, who completed his tour of duty in the summer of 2010. Iranian-born and American-educated, he was the scheme's first harpsichordist, and here he's playing the Chromatic Fantasy by Swaling. In the days before Equal Temperament, the tuning of the opening theme would have sounded extra spicy, and Swaling's Fantasia Chromatica is probably only the second keyboard work in history, after William Byrd, to use both E-flat and D-sharp, the same thing to us, but not to him, in the same piece. Mahan Esfahani at the harpsichord, one of his first recordings for the BBC in September 2008, the Fantasia Chromatica by Sweelinck. The string quartet Metaphor were contemporaries of Mahan's as Radio 3 New Generation artists, and midway through their tenure, they gave this performance at the Wigmore Hall of Bartók's String Quartet No. 1. There'd been a previous quartet from Bartók's late teens a decade earlier, which remained unpublished, but this 1909 work is officially the first of his six, and the highly chromatic opening bars give a taste of things to come.
Thank you.